When farmers use more efficient irrigation technology, it doesn't always mean less water is used on crops. That's according to a national report published by the Government Accountability Office this month. Rachel Cohen reports on what these irrigation trends mean for Idaho's water supply.
The report looked at places where the demand for irrigation water outpaces the amount naturally available. It identifies parts of Nebraska, Kansas, Idaho, and California as places that fit that category. It says farmers might respond to water savings from efficient technology by irrigating more acres or growing more water-intensive crops.
A lot of times we equate improving efficiency with reducing water use, and that doesn't necessarily happen.
That's Dave Bjarnberg, the research leader for the USDA's Agricultural Research Service in Kimberly in Twin Falls County. For decades, Idaho farmers flooded fields to irrigate crops. The water sank beneath the soil and increased the groundwater supply in the Eastern Snake Plain aquifer. But as Idaho farmers transition from flood irrigation to more precise sprinkler systems, it can have unintended consequences like depleting groundwater.
Somebody may be using that water, and we need to understand where that is going, because sometimes what we call wasted water is actually used by somebody else.
Still, Bjarnberg says it is important that farmers continue to adopt efficient technologies. Idaho also has an aquifer recharge program, and that could help balance out groundwater levels. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.